Season 1 Favorite Moments, featuring Mike.
The piece of shit Lenovo that glitches out when I want to play a fucking song for the show.
Fuck!
Rory.
Finding freaking CDRs. And you think, well, they're very easy to find. Sounds easy enough, but let me talk about the quantity of CDRs. The 100 is almost like a dollar more than the 30.
You are a cheap bastard. You hear that?
No,
you're getting this fucking...
100.
Eric.
I don't play it anymore. I've banned myself from Monopoly. Let's just say there was an incident with whiskey and a sliding glass door.
Allegedly.
There were injuries and there was a hospital involved, and I don't ever play Monopoly ever again.
And me, Ryan.
Well, I watched I was watching a History Channel.
Do tell.
So this guy, right? He's a landscaper. He starts getting chest pains. So he goes to the doctor, and the doctor goes, it looks like you swallowed a seed, right? You have this is real. You have a tree growing in
you. No.
So anyway.
A conifer. A pine tree.
Coming up on this episode of the Emulate This podcast, we at the show are on hiatus until September, enjoying some fun in the sun, especially Rory. But until then, we've put together a clip show, a highlight show, some of our favorite moments from season one of Emulate This. So let's get to it. Enjoy.
Say we get into the video game Legally Distinct Balderdash. Did I say that right, Rory?
Not at all.
I did not say that right.
Let's not play.
This is a brand new game. This is a brand new game similar to a game you might know as Balderdash,
but it's spelled different.
Right, it's spelled different.
Three L's.
Right. So basically, this game operates the same way. I have words.
Nobody has words like you.
Everyone says it.
That's right. And in I'll give the clue. And then I need you guys to write down an answer. I have the real answer.
We throw
it in the pot. I read all the answers. Any of you that guesses the right answer gets 1 point. If somebody else guesses your answer, if you can bluff and somebody else guesses your answer, you get a point. We have 5 rounds, gentlemen.
Okay.
Are you guys ready to play?
I'm ready for this.
I have a boulder dash.
Pen in my hand.
Me too.
Very nice pens. Gel pens, by the way. And remember to return your pens.
I
just bought them. They were $4.75.
What is this, a 3D movie? We got to return the glasses?
Right, exactly.
I would like a felt pen.
Right, I was an
felt
issue.
Felt pen,
made.
A fucking magic marker.
I would like...
I was not issued a trapper keeper. I'm sorry.
A felt pen! Fucking magic marker.
Gentlemen.
Come on.
Yeah, the first clue.
Okay.
I'm looking for a person. Who is he? His name is Herman Smirch. Herman Smirch.
Okay. Who is Herman Smirch?
Be creative. How are the pens working out, by the way?
They're so nice and smooth.
I know. They are smooth, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I've had better.
They're bold, too. Bold.
All right.
That's right. All right. Mike.
We need to put our names on these, right?
So yes, you do. You need to write your names. And by the way, I'm going to try to keep a straight face, but we'll see what happens.
Too late. You're already fucking laughing.
I know.
This game is fucked. we're not ever playing this game again. I know it.
Right, let's get to the answers.
Yeah, let's get to the answers.
Here we go. Herman Smirch.
Herman Smirch.
Okay. All right, we have answer number one. A zookeeper from the second level of the Capcom game Animals.
Ooh. Mm. Wow. That is very specific.
Convincing.
Lead developer for Duke Nukem. Herman Smirch. Herman is a fisherman that was abducted by aliens.
No.
He is imprisoned and joins a resistance cell against his captors, jailers, to win his freedom.
Okay.
Herman Smirch.
Uh-huh.
An underpaid comic book store employee who summons an alien villain from a Game Boy. All right, gentlemen. What are you going with? That's all of them.
That's four of them?
Those are your choices right there.
Yeah, that's four of them.
That's your choices.
Okay, we'll go clockwise?
No, go to Rory first.
All right, okay. Rory, you're first.
Herman Smirch is, he's a zookeeper.
Mike?
I'm going to go Duke Nukem.
Eric?
I'm going with the zookeeper too.
The correct answer. An underpaid comic book store employee who summons an alien villain from a Game Boy.
No shit.
Absolutely. Where's he absolutely from? It's from an old Game Boy comic.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't really care that much, Ryan.
Thanks. It's not in a game, but
it,
really
it's gaming
obscure.
Related.
Holy
all
shit.
This shit is gaming all
right.
related.
All right. All right. Okay, all right.
Open
fair
up your
enough.
Minds.
Fair enough.
Second level.
We're really going to have to reach.
All right. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to mark down the scores right now, and then we're going to get to the second round. I'm going to get a pen.
Give him a pen. He gave us all pens.
We have to share
pens.
Look at this Mickey Mouse operation.
That's right.
Two people get Zookeeper.
And mine was the Duke Nukem.
Okay.
Right. Nobody guessed yours. Here we go.
All right.
The second round in legally distinct video game Balderdash.
With three L's.
And the word is wizard bonus.
Wizard bonus.
Wizard bonus. Another rock and roll racing song for your listening pleasure. I love the sound of scribbling.
Shut up! I'm trying to think.
Although gel pens, they don't make as much scribbling as like an old school pencil. There was more scribbling back in the 80s. All right, Mike's answer is in. Just a quick recap on the score. Mike has 2 points. Eric with one. Rory, null.
Well, I don't have any friends. So.
Thank you.
Rory's answer is in.
We should have sound effects when someone goes, puts their answer in.
Make mine a farm animal.
No.
All right, gentlemen, all answers are in.
All right.
Wizard bonus. An attack from the arcade game Spear Crush, triggered by filling your mana bar 100%.
Convincing. Okay.
The feeling of sweet self-satisfaction that a wizard feels when he runs into people he went to high school with, but were not as successful as he is. Because he's a wizard.
Okay, Rory.
Yeah, right. Wizard bonus. A reward only achievable by a pinball wizard. Wizard bonus. Wow. A secret bonus life up from Iron Sword, Wizards and Warriors.
I'm going to go with Wizards and Warriors.
I don't need to hear him again, okay. That one.
All right.
I want to hear the last one.
A secret bonus life up from Iron Sword, Wizards and Warriors.
Yeah, I'm going with that one.
And the correct answer is a reward only achievable by a pinball wizard.
Wow.
Nobody got it.
Wow. What's that from?
It's from pinball machines. It's terminology.
Oh.
A wizard bonus is like a really high achievable score that only like a master can do.
Like well, that's pretty cool.
Damn,
actually,
yes. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Holy shit.
I like that one. A wizard bonus.
All right.
Bonus. Let's go play some pinball.
Man, let's get through the answer. Real quick. So, the score, Mike 4, Eric 2, Rory nothing. All right. I'm looking for what happened on this day. July 3rd, 1999. It has nothing to do with Prince.
Damn it. That was my first thought.
All right. Mike's answer's in. Rory's answer is in.
I wanted to be noted that my answer was in first this time.
You know what would have been funny if I gave you all you guys quills for dramatic effect. Dip them in the ink.
You're not putting ink wells anywhere near all this equipment. Insane.
Do you ever actually try and write with a quill? We had to do it like we went to Washington's Crossing for a school trip.
Yeah.
It's fucking hard to do.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You know, there's pens you can buy, but they're really expensive. You dip them in the ink.
Why?
I know. But apparently they're really good. Like, they use them to sign stuff.
I doubt it.
Like, it's like, it looks really cool when you sign things with it.
Uh-huh.
A lot of rich people do it, you know? They just dip it in the ink. But they're real fancy.
Rich
they're
people like, have people like me and you to write for. What are you talking about?
You're right.
Whatever
they
pops.
They might use quill pens. I don't know.
I just, whatever pops in my head,
I quill
say.
Pens. Well, they're not quill pens. Anymore.
Oh, you
I,
don't,
I keep saying they're quill pens.
You don't use quill pens?
No, they're not quill. Like
felt?
Like a feather.
Felt pens.
No, something you dip in the ink. It's like a metal point.
A fountain pen?
Yeah.
That's not what a fountain pen is. That's not what a fountain
What's
pen
a fountain pen? All right, all the answers are in. Eric just handed in his answer. Let's get off the topic of pens. On July 3rd, 1999, Independence Day for the PlayStation was released. July 3rd, 1999, the death of Nigel Ford, voice actor of Sega Classic Games.
Oh, man.
Doom 3 was released on the original Xbox and PC. The first perfect score in Pac-Man.
Where are you going?
A lot of good answers there. A lot of good stuff.
That's a hard one.
I'm going to go with Nigel died.
Wait, you said perfect score of Pac-Man? Is that what that...
Perfect score in Pac-Man.
I wasn't where the Pac-Man ended.
It might have like a kill screen though.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to go that one.
Okay, Mike's going with that. Eric.
So we got Pac-Man, Nigel,
Doom
3, and what was the last one?
Independence Day for the PlayStation was released.
Welcome to Earth.
I'm going Pac-Man too.
All right, the answer is Pac-Man.
Hey!
Fuck.
Eric and Mike, with a point. Rory, I need your pen.
I get 2 points because Rory guessed mine about Nigel Ford, who doesn't exist.
Nigel.
Neither does Sega Classic Games.
Eric gets two. Mike gets one.
Nigel Ford does
not
exist.
All right, Mike is up. 5-4.
I got 2 points there.
Right, I give you 2 points.
Oh, you're the man, Rye.
So it's 5-4.
Not that I care about the score or anything.
Mike. I know you don't care about the score. It's all for fun with you.
Yeah, no, for me. Yeah, it's not competitive at all.
Right. You stole my pen again.
I'm looking at you, kid.
The next clue has to do with music. Dreams come true. Dreams come true.
That's it? Is dreams come true?
Dreams come true.
That's all we get?
That's all you get.
What the fuck?
And Mike's answer is in.
Well, I'm a mushroom cloud laying motherfucker, motherfucker.
Well, I don't have any friends. So.
Rory's answer is in.
I have a friend. My dog. Dog's my friend.
Rory, you need some points, man. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Dreams Come True, title track from the game Barbie's Dream Maker.
Oh, man.
What?
That's a good one.
Dreams Come True, original motto Jesus for the Sony PlayStation. Artisan?
Well, I guess it isn't
scrapped
that one since you don't even
release.
Know what that word is. I guess it's not that one, huh? It's all right. I can take the hit.
Oh, fucking hell. Shall I read it again?
No, I don't think you need to. I think we just go to the next one, please.
Moto.
Hello, Moto.
I don't know what I was thinking.
I know.
Dreams
none
come
of
true.
Us do.
The band that wrote the music for Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Dreams Come True. A piece written by Hans Groban for the hit Disney game Aladdin on Genesis.
Ooh.
Would you like to hear any again?
No.
I would like to hear something called Mutu.
Mutu?
Mutu.
The Mutu?
I said Moto.
Moto.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the...
That was too big a word for you. I shouldn't have wrote that on there.
No. Is it... What was it? Sonic? The band who wrote the music for Sonic?
The band that wrote the music for Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'll go that one.
Rory.
What was the first one?
Did we go to Eric yet?
No, I didn't go yet. I'm going with the... Give me Barbie.
Barbie, Sonic, Aladdin.
Right.
And Moto.
And Moto. Let's go with Barbie.
Mike got the answer right.
Oh!
The band that wrote the music for Sonic the Hedgehog, the original
And
composers.
Also, are you Barbie also?
I am also
That's,
Barbie.
That is a lot of points for Mike there. Thanks a lot, by the way, Ryan. Motto. M-O-T-T-O.
I thought the one was a J
Motto.
At first. What was the J at
yeah,
first?
Yeah,
like,
Majto.
It looked like M-O-T-J-O.
Yeah, that's a word.
I was like...
Because Moto, Ryan speaks Japanese.
You rigged, the whole thing's rigged.
Oh, my God. Rory, give me your pen.
You sabotaged me, Ryan.
Jeez. All right, how many points did Mike get on that
fucking
one?
Three.
Too many.
I got the answer right.
That's two. And
no,
then
you
Rory and
an
I
answer.
Both guessed Barbie.
Yeah, you get one
oh,
for the answer.
So three.
Three points.
Right. Mike can't lose.
Eric, you have four.
Yeah.
And Rory, you have nothing.
Yeah, let's just quit.
I'm going to get
I quit.
We're going to play the last round anyway.
I don't think we
I
should.
I need a pen.
Fuck it.
Oh, here's your pen.
Give me the fucking pen.
The fucking pen.
Stop throwing it on the freaking Pro XL.
We finish the games that we play.
You're going to short it out.
For the last round.
For the win.
I need a plot. What is the game? The name is Boonga Boonga. Another great track from Rock and Roll Racing. Quick recap on the score. Rory with nothing. Mike with 8. Eric with 4. Mike's got it locked up.
Unless I get it actually right, and they both guess my game,
it's
then
tied.
We tie,
yeah,
which is
so you still have
which
a window.
Is actually, impossible because I have no idea what Boonga Boonga is.
I'm not sure if this game's a total debacle or what.
We'll have to hear the final product.
We're gonna have to hear it.
If all else fails, you'll just leave in Moto, and we'll move on from there.
Yeah.
Again,
Moto,
and I'll even turn in my pen early.
All right. Well,
I have Rory's pen. He no longer needs his pen.
I told you I have a dog.
Rory's answer is in. Still waiting on Eric.
Waiting on Motto over there.
Eric has a shot still.
I'm
still
like,
in this.
I'm going to pick like 15 big words just to hear, see if you know what they are. Just to fuck you
up. You bastard.
Make sure you spell them phonetically.
The biggest words, the best words.
Actually, that is spelled phonetically. I don't know how you fuck up Motto, dude.
I thought one of them was a J.
So then it would be Majo.
Whatever. Moto. Okay, you ready? Boonga Boonga. You are a explorer last in the jungle, being pursued by a giant angry gorilla. What the hell did I just say?
You just blanked out though, bro. You're just staring.
You are a explorer lost in the jungle.
Oh my fucking god.
Lost in the jungle. It looks like It looks like
Brian,
glass.
Put the card down. Just go to the next card.
It looks like glass.
Brian, put the card away.
Dude, I'm going to pass around the card. It looks like glass. Boonga boonga. I win, you fucknuts.
Fuck you, Mike.
Boonga boonga. An ass-fingering arcade from South Korea.
An ass-fingering arcade?
Boonga nice. Boonga. A caveman simulator, rumored...
That one. You don't have to read it. It's that one.
What's that word?
You can't even read your own writing? This is the right one,
no,
isn't
this
it?
This one's mine.
A caveman
mine.
Simulator.
What's that word? Don't tell me you can't read that word.
I honestly cannot
read that card. Give me that card.
Give me that card. Removed.
Michael, read this. Tell me you can't read that.
I cannot read that word.
A caveman simulator... Removed from arcades because
didn't
the clubbing and kidnapping of women.
I said removed.
No, you said...
You said remorse.
No,
you said
I said removed.
Else. No, you said...
I said removed.
Oh, I thought I heard remorse.
And everybody started cracking up.
No, you could because you couldn't read the word. Did I write it incorrectly?
I read...
It's
I
a
read,
little sloppy.
I read
sloppy?
Removed.
It's a little sloppy.
I read removed.
Oh, my God. What a debacle.
Did you write remorse?
No, it's removed.
It's removed. Is that, did you read it as remorse?
I read removed.
Go back on the tape.
We'll go back to the tape.
Who cares? What a travesty.
Do you want to know what the answer is?
No.
Is it Korea?
We're going to get to the answer.
The finger? Ass fingering?
It's an ass fingering arcade from South Korea.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Wow. Did you read about that? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah,
that would be
yeah,
the
anyway,
best part of this
anyway,
game.
Anyway, this arcade, okay, it had a prosthetic ass on it.
Holy
with a,
shit.
With like a fake finger.
What?
And you would finger the asshole. It was put out in 2000, and it was a big hit in Japan and Tokyo.
That well, sounds
that
about
figures.
Right.
Finger.
I don't know. But it's called like
I think
boonga
it's
boonga.
Called sexual
it's
assault.
Basically, knuckles
basically,
deep.
Basically, the gist of it is
stink fist.
You distract someone, and you stick two fingers up their ass.
Oh, what? That,
it's like
what?
A real thing. So they decide to make an arcade of it.
Sure.
I'm serious. I
believe you.
Oh
I believe
my God.
You.
Yeah,
that's,
I read
that's
about
just
it.
A whole different way of
yeah,
life there.
That's
huh?
perverse. I mean, I saw it on the internet.
Who's hungry?
Yeah, right? Chicken, I want chicken fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. So that concludes the game.
How
so
about
I
that?
Win. It was a landslide. Mike
Jesus
won.
Jesus Christ.
Rory, sorry you couldn't be here. And Eric.
Yeah, you fucked me twice,
you know.
Cuz.
Well, next time bring a typewriter so I can read this.
Holy shit. Remember Dr. Mario?
I love Dr. Mario.
Dr. Mario was hard as shit. I mean, I sucked at Dr. Mario. Shittier than Dr. Mario? I would like to address the way I pronounce Mario. Remember Dr. Mario? Some of our listeners think I'm a dullard. Remember Dr. Mario? My father has a friend named Mario.
Yeah.
And he calls him Mario.
Right.
From the neighborhood. Mario
right.
from the neighborhood.
Sure.
Not Mario. You think I'm a dullard? I couldn't change if I wanted to. I believe it's my Philadelphia accent.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Dr. Mario? Some of our listeners think I'm a dullard. I couldn't change if I wanted to.
Echo the Dolphin. This is a game for Sega Genesis. Might have been on some other platforms, but we're going to focus on the Genesis version. Came out in 92, I believe. It was published. 93, I think, was the release. It was put out by Novatrad. The developer.
Novatrad.
Oh, I forgot the E on the end there. This is a weird game.
Yeah.
Where do you start when you talk about Dolphin?
It's a pretty game.
First off,
it's a nice looking game.
It has good atmosphere.
Sounds good.
The atmosphere in the game is great. It's one of those games that when you're playing, sucks you in.
I get a little bit of a rapey vibe from it.
Well, that's what I mean. It sucks you in.
Yeah, I mean,
the foot soldiers have their asses to the wall when you walk by. You know that?
I didn't notice that. I get do you guys get like a little bit of an uneasy feeling
get like a claustrophobic feeling. I don't know if it's rapey.
That's mostly because of the music, I think.
Right.
And, you know, it should be a little fucking happier, if you ask me, and there's a reason why it isn't
happier,
we'll get into later.
We're going to get into all this.
You keep going down into the thing, into the ocean, and it gets darker and darker, and you just feel... Like you can't breathe.
You definitely feel it.
You literally can't because you got to keep going up for fucking air.
Exactly.
Oh, I know.
Can't fucking stand it.
And that's why you feel it. But I think the best way to start this review.
Yeah. What is this?
You
about?
Have to build a foundation to this review because the game is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I think the best way to do that is to tell the story
and
the plot behind it. Rory, we're turning to you for that.
All right. So the actual plot. it's you got to keep in mind that this game is about a fucking dolphin. Okay, so we should have made that a soundbite for the soundboard. It's about a fucking dolphin. Apparently, okay, there is an alien race that lives on a different planet that comes to Earth every 500 years.
Perfect. Unsolved mysteries.
Anyway, they come to Earth apparently every 500 years to harvest all the life in the oceans because they can't make their own, okay? And they're called the Vortex. And apparently one day, Echo, who's just a normal dolphin, is having fun, and then the Vortex come to Earth, and they just evaporate all the life around him. And he's going, well, obviously he's confused. He's a dolphin. He's a fucking dolphin. He's going, what the fuck was that? Yeah. So he finally ventures his way and he meets all the other mammals. It's interesting in the game because all sea mammals can talk to each other. Like a dolphin can talk to a whale.
That's just the way the world is there. They all talk to each other.
Well, I mean, I think it's really neat, but whatever. Eventually, the dolphins tell him, you have to go to the Arctic Ocean and talk to a blue whale. And the blue whale apparently is very wise and he's very old. And you finally work your way up to the Arctic, and there are Arctic themed levels. And he tells you, I don't know what it was, but you probably should talk to the asterite, which is like the oldest thing in the ocean. And it turns out the asterite is actually very old, like prehistoric, 65 million something years in the past. Basically, you meet the asterite, and the asterite tells you, look, I'll help you, but I'm missing he's like missing a part of his body. They're like balls that are all attached. Right. And he tells you, you have to go back in time and find me in the past. Again, you're a fucking dolphin, okay? You have to go back in the past. Go back in time to the sunken city of Atlantis in a time machine to meet the asterite in the past to take part of his body back to the asterite in the future.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. So uh-huh. You go back in time, you find Atlantis, you go back in time, you meet the asterite 65 million years ago. He attacks you because he never fucking met you because it's 65 million years ago and dolphins don't exist. And he...
he's in his breath.
This story sounds like it was written by a madman. Like, the story is...
So he gets the thing, goes back in time. Once he gets the ball or part of the asteroid from the past, he goes back in time, fixes the asteroid. The asteroid gives Echo magic powers and then puts him back in time to the beginning right when the Vortex attack.
Uh-huh.
And then Echo is part of the of that suction, that vacuum, that extraction from the ocean, and then you're in the actual Vortex ship, and then you kill the Vortex. It's actually like a giant head. That's the end leader.
Okay.
And then that's the end of the game. And then do we want to talk about Echo 2 since...
Something to do with it. Oh, yeah,
we had the music, so go for it. Yeah.
Okay, so Echo 2 picks up. You win. Okay, you win. It's a happy ending. Turns out that when you did that, you actually didn't win. Turns out, because Echo's having a good time, he still has all the superpowers at the end of the game. Because at the end, the asteroid gives you the ability to shoot sound waves.
Okay.
Freaking laser beams. So you're not defenseless. Dolphins.
Exactly. You're not, for a game about freaking dolphins, you're not defenseless. Plus, you no longer need air. You can breathe water.
Right.
But you like half your struggle is
gone. Because why the hell not?
Right.
Why not? Anyway, the beginning of the game starts off just like the first one, where a disaster happens. It turns out the asteroid dies.
Okay.
Just dies. And Echo doesn't know why. So Echo has to go... he has to go into... basically, like, the dolphins from the future. Okay, this gets really weird. Even weirder for a game about dolphins.
Oh, it gets really weird? I don't know. I'm sorry.
This is where it starts to get weird.
Oh, okay.
Because you saved Earth, dolphins from the future aren't, like... Yeah, hit the music. Okay, because you saved Earth, dolphins in the future have evolved, and they actually fly now. They don't actually swim in the ocean. They have, like... They like float through the air like birds. And this future dolphin comes to you and says, when you went back in time and beat the end leader, you actually fucked up and you made two different versions of time. One where you won and the dolphins evolve, and one where Earth fucks up and the aliens take over and they destroy everything.
Right, right.
Zach, All right, this is a game about fucking dolphins traveling through time.
With okay? aliens and shit.
For a platform, 16-bit platform for Genesis.
Right.
And when go ahead.
When they marketed this game, they did such a good job with it because it seemed like everything was going to be like super happy and shit.
Yeah,
people probably bought it for their kids. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your story, but it is not what it appeared to be.
Mm-hmm.
No. Very dark.
Not at all.
So anyway, long story short, the space dolphin from the future tells you, from the good future tells you that you need to find all the asteroids' balls again, collect them, and then reassemble the asteroid, who will then basically he basically gives you a second chance to fight the vortex again.
Mm-hmm.
So you fight the vortex again, and again you are victorious if you actually beat the game.
What a fucking life this dolphin had.
I'm not even finished yet. So then the asteroid, after you win, the asteroid says, now you have
then
to
you
go
went off in that sea.
You have to go back to Atlantis and blow up the time machine. That way they can't fuck up and destroy
the time. Of
course,
well, you have to go back to Atlantis.
You have to go back to Atlantis.
And time machine's the whole problem.
So when you get to Atlantis, it turns out that the Vortex Queen laid an egg, and you have to race the egg. It's crazy. You have to race the egg to the time machine.
Holy shit.
You actually lose. The egg goes back in time, but the egg fucks up, and it can't take over the Earth, and it actually turns into, like, lobsters and crabs. Why they're not.
This story is almost like if you were down the city, and there was some crazy guy on the corner just yelling this story out, everyone would be backing away, crossing the street.
With the megaphone. Yeah.
Get away from that.
The vortex, the asteroid, race the egg.
Ryan, do you remember when we were down, we were watching the Temple game last year, and there was that crazy guy, I'm sorry, this is off topic, but there was that crazy guy, and he was asking you about, like, 2001 or something like that, and you're like, yeah, I don't know. And then he turned to me, and he asked me about some movie, and I was like, I never saw it, and there was silence, and he just goes, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. That was so ridiculous. Yeah.
No, Ryan just goes to the bathroom.
I just walked away. I was like, all right, I'm leaving Mike hanging. That was this.
The last sentence, it turns out when the vortex egg goes back in time, it can't do anything. And, they turn into lobsters over time in the present. And Echo doesn't destroy the time machine. It ends on a cliffhanger. He just goes somewhere back in time, but they don't tell you where. I guess they had plans to make a third Echo game.
Right.
But they never did.
They ran out of ideas, right. I guess.
Well, I mean.
And that's
it.
They ran out of Echo one.
That's all there is to that story. Yeah. Jeez.
That's all. It was just.
What's a hell of a plot? But just as weird as the plot.
We're not completely done.
May have been the whole Genesis behind Genesis, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Behind the whole Echo story.
Yeah, it's not and weird. Eric, it's a little freaky.
Yeah, you dug this up.
I did a little reading, and boy, oh boy. So Echo actually stands for Earth Coincidence Control Office. And I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you why.
So there's this NASA scientist, John Lilly, right?
Now, this is real.
This is legit.
This is
absolutely legit, and that's kind of scary. And he convinces NASA to fund his project where he convinced them that if he could teach dolphins to speak, that would help in case the aliens came. Mm. To communicate with the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
NASA's like, sure, man, whatever, right? How many do you need?
They came all this way.
Six billion, seven billion? Yeah, okay. So they live with the dolphins. The dolphins swim under the house. They got this house, in Florida, I think it was, or whatever.
I thought it was the Caribbean.
Oh, the Caribbean. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Roar. So anyway.
I was one of those dolphins.
This is my story.
They tried to make me talk.
This is my story. So anyway.
The asteroid sent me back in time.
Yeah. So, big surprise. They couldn't get the dolphins to talk, right? They had sex with them and everything. Yeah. Still wouldn't talk. And I'm not joking.
Now
that's
real.
They had sex with the dolphins. Okay. So the guy has migraines. That's all over with. But he's still, a scientist. He wants to do experiments and shit. He gets migraines. So he starts doing a little – one of his friends tells him, why don't you start with the Special K, right? This ketamine stuff. And it wasn't real popular then or whatever. Nobody really heard of it. But
not the cereal.
No, certainly not.
No, ketamine.
Ketamine. Oh, yeah, ketamine. Yeah.
Ketamine, I believe, is for vets.
Horse tranquilizer. Yeah. They use it on animals to tranquilize them. So – this guy gets into it, and he gets so into it that even shooting it up isn't enough anymore. He's got to take it by IV, right? So now he's doing experiments, okay? in a sensory deprivation tank. So he's hooked up to the fucking IV of Special K in a sensory deprivation tank. Tank. All right?
Is this like fucking RoboCop?
Holy shit.
This show just took a left turn.
Hey, sensory deprivation, you mean
it's like a chamber, like, and they're floating right. water.
Oh, you're floating in water.
Yeah,
and he floats in water.
Oh, that's
dark.
Good to take, you know, right. tranquilizers.
So,
and
anyway,
floating water, yeah.
Right, right. So Echo is the Earth Coincidence Control Office, and while he was in the sensory deprivation tank, all jacked up on K, he thought he met the aliens. The aliens came to him, and they were part of the Earth Coincidence Control Office. That was who went down to talk to the humans.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
They were responsible for earthly matters. Yeah, I mean, he thought they took his dick, and his wife's like, no, it's right there. He's going, they took
he
my
was
penis.
Convinced they cut his penis
yes,
off.
Yes, he was convinced. Anyway, so that's where the name Echo comes from for the fucking dolphin, is the Earth Coincidental Control Office. True story.
True story.
Now, we know that this is true because he was asked by fans on Facebook, have you ever taken LSD and was... Echo inspired by the work of John Lilly, and he said, no, I never took LSD, but I read a whole lot of John Lilly.
This is the game designer.
This is the Ed Annunziata.
Okay.
Totally came clean. He was like, oh yeah. So there you go.
Was that how he's like?
That's an incredible story. Like, that's ridiculous.
Right?
So now the game...
That did
happen before the fucking video game. That wasn't after the video game. No, that story wasn't based on the
video
game.
It was in the 70s, I think, right?
Yeah, he was in... Oh, yeah, that was in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s. And he was inspired. Wow. He was inspired, and that's where the Echo comes from.
Well, I don't want to fuck the Noid. So that's, you know...
Right, right.
Free pizza.
I'll go for the duck hunt dog.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not gay, but free pizza.
I mean, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, you're right.
I
didn't get to that.
It's true. It was better back then. It sucks. It's even worse.
That's your childhood.
I think Domino's... Domino's kind of surpassed Pizza Hut a little bit.
Ketchup and grated cheese.
At this point.
At this point?
Yeah.
On a cracker. They kind of are the same.
No.
They're like Domino's.
They're prison issue.
No, you can get a thin crust if you want a thin crust. You can get whatever.
For both of them?
Artisan. Is that right?
I have breaking news!
Do you really have breaking news?
Artisan!
Whatever.
The penultimate artisan.
Let's talk about the real fake fucking here.
For the record, for the listeners, were you trying to say artesian?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay.
I couldn't think of
artisan. Some people say artisan.
Whatever.
Yeah. Artisan pizza is available. All right, Top Easton Road.
Oh, my Jeez. God. That's awesome.
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Really smooth talking like thief.
What the hell? What are we listening to?
My bad.
What was that?
Just a little over the top.
No, that was a little production thing.
I don't even know. It's like Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, like Wizard dude. Warlord. He said a thief, not the fucking devil.
Like Fat Finger in what's going on?
I'm so sorry. I was trying to look up on YouTube. Look, I guess I should say we got a soundboard up here, and we're still learning.
No, you're still learning.
I'm still learning.
Rory and I will move our headphones off.
No, it's just me.
Rory. Oh, you're going first.
Yeah, I won.
All right, so it's Eric and I. So our headphones are going down.
No, my headphone's off. Oh, you turned off the wrong thing.
My bad.
This is fucked up.
There we go.
I fucked up, so I'll take off my earphones.
All right, so you take yours off. And is the music off?
Can I have my headphones back up, please?
So it's my turn. All right.
Can't hear it. No, it's my turn.
Yeah, it's
Eric's turn.
It's Eric's turn.
All right, hear yourself.
Okay, now I can hear myself.
Ryan and I will deactivate our headphones so we can hear the sound effects, since it'll be very brief.
Okay, guys.
All right,
guys.
We're just taking our headphones off. You don't have to turn us down.
It's fine, Ryan. It's hot in here.
Gentlemen, how are we?
Fantastic.
Everyone's doing good?
I have breaking news!
Oh, shit.
This is all really...
Oopsie daisy!
I blew it.
Gotcha, motherfucker.
Fat fingered shit. I'm trying to like bring the volume down and make the show sound good, and Rory's just like, hold on, fuckers, let's do this.
He's not a knock. Well, chalices.
Confusing.
Chalice-y, chalice-i. What's the plural of chalice?
I don't know.
Chalices? Not chalice-i?
Chalices.
I thought it was chalice-i.
Who gives a shit?
Chalice.
There's only one chalice in the game.
All right, so anyway, well, the point is chalices or chalices are very hard to find. Yeah. I've never heard of that, really.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of them. Not all of them are on there, but a lot of them, a lot of the good ones. So you can you could test it out.
Oh, yeah, I think we lost Rory in the command bunker.
Did we lose Rory?
Yeah, I just heard the little Skype thing bloop on us.
All right, well, he'll come
back. Whatever, we'll get him back.
He'll come
we'll get
back.
So did you play it at all, Ryan?
I did, yeah. But I didn't know what the hell I was doing. So I was kind of limited. Oh, there's Rory. He's calling in.
Hello.
Hello, Rory. You're on Emulate This.
Pizza Hut. Can I take your order?
Hey, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I don't know what the hell happened. Skype
I don't
just
know.
Said an error occurred and it kicked me right the hell off.
All right, Eric, can you hear anything?
I can hear now.
I hear. All right.
Yes, it's a bonus.
Ryan, you lowered my headphones accidentally.
Oh, sorry, Mike. There you go.
Now, can you lower mine a little?
Now they're way too loud, man.
All right, you're going to go there.
Okay, thank
Eric,
you.
I got to drop you down.
That's better. Thank you.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
No, I don't have any
Fuck,
sound.
That was my fault. Go ahead.
Stop playing with the sound.
Stop playing with the sound, doofus.
I like switches and buttons.
I know you
clearly.
Do.
Clearly.
Right, one.
Don't touch my freaking things.
Right, can I go back?
Take your headphones off.
Can I go back?
No. Take the headphones. No.
Can
that.
I bet again?
Don't do that with the fucking volume. No.
No,
take them off. You can't hear
it's
it.
It's going to bleed, I'm telling you.
No, right, it's go. Not.
If
ready?
It bleeds this time, you never have to do it again.
Right, ready? Go ahead.
Ready?
You're right.
I can hear it.
That was 2 seconds?
Welcome to Emulate This season finale. Season finale show, episode number 41. Welcome back to Horsham, Pennsylvania.
Listen to that stupid computer just glitching out all over my ass.
Nothing but the.
It's a piece of shit Lenovo. It's a Lenovo. It's a Lenovo.
What's Lenovo? Where do you get that brand?
It's an IBM. It's IBM.
Oh, it's an IBM?
They're no longer IBM. They were bought by the Chinese.
There you go. Okay.
And now it's Lenovo.
Is that what happens?
That explains it.
This is a Lenovo computer that glitches out when I want to play a fucking song. For the show.
Why does it have to be this hard?
Why can't we have nice things?
I know. Why can't we?
Fuck!
We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller plays.
So, this is a show about video games, right?
Let's get to our hypothetical.
Yeah.
Which Super Mario 3 world would we want to live in? If you had your choice of what world in the game you want to live in, where would it be? Rory.
So I'm going to pick the third level, Wendy Koopa's level. Mm-hmm. It's the beach, obviously. It's beautiful. We've got the sun. We've
That's
got
a desert,
the
though.
No, it's the beach.
No, it's the beach.
Oh, it's yeah.
The second level.
That's
is the
right.
Desert.
That's right.
I would have access to a canoe all my own.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't beat that. Plus, I'd have a giant fish that I can look at who eats people that are not paying attention.
Big Bertha.
That's right. And also, I would finally have an excuse to put on the frog leotard and swim around. And not be judged.
Nice.
Okay? Not be judged, people.
You could hang out with the Battletoads.
I could. Well, I'd be a frog.
Yeah, you would. You would be.
I would be like a fighting frog. And they wouldn't like me. No.
Be like the Outsiders.
I'd be the Outsider, sure.
You'd be Pony Boy.
Where I would be.
Ooh, Pony Boy.
That's great. Where I don't want to live would be World 5, the Sky World.
Okay.
Sky World, number one, I'm not too fond. I'm not afraid of heights, but I'm not too fond of being 5 miles up in the sky.
Mm, I can
That's not
that.
A thing.
Yeah.
Because they're literally on the clouds. Mm-hmm. And if you're on a plane and you can look down and they're on the top of the clouds, then you're above them. So it just seems inconvenient to have to go all the way through that tower every time I want to get to the clouds. Not only that, once you get to the clouds, there's so many levels that are just like they scroll for you.
Right.
I don't need that.
Your whole life would push you along.
No.
Do you need that?
I don't need that. I don't need that in my life.
Then you got to worry about like cannonballs chasing you and shooting at you. Like, fuck this, okay? I'm an important man.
Oh, shit.
Snap.
The truth comes out.
You're not going to hit the Samuel L. Jackson?
Truth comes out. You don't have any friends.
Hit what am I going to hit?
The mushroom cloud motherfucker?
Oh,
no, he doesn't have any friends.
I wasn't ready for
it. Forget it. I'm done.
But I don't have any friends.
There you go. That's what I wanted to hear.
There you go.
All right, hold on. Okay. All right.
I do it too, the okay thing. When you go okay, and I go okay. We like okay back and forth. You ever notice that? Okay.
We're like parrots. Okay.
Yeah. Like the seagulls.
Okay, mine.
I would just like to say that was literally one segment. That all those okays that was from one wow. segment.
Yeah, that was one. That was one sentence. Damn. Embarrassing.
It's right. not embarrassing.
How about you?
All right, well, I was going to go with the third level, the beach, but I did a similar thing. I'm going with the second level. Second world.
This is where you want to live?
Yeah, desert. It's like a desert oasis paradise. Great. It's hot, but it's a dry heat.
Okay, sure.
All right?
Sure.
And there's just enough water for recreation. Jet skis. We could go scuba diving, snorkeling.
That's true. The second level does have that little lake.
It does. Well, yeah, there's certain sections.
You even have a warp whistle.
That's right. Rape whistle. Warp whistle.
Warp whistle.
Warp whistle.
Rape.
Yeah. No, that's level 7. That's right. And it's got palm trees. Fucking palm trees. Who doesn't love palm trees?
Now, it does have a sun that wants to kill you.
Yeah, but so do certain other levels. I know. You can't have everything.
Yeah, that's scary.
You know,
son.
You can't have everything. Okay.
What a face.
It's coming to you with skin cancer.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
It's coming to kill you.
Not into that.
Well, it had to be done. You know, 3 was too easy. I couldn't do it. I knew everyone else would do it.
2 is a good one.
Yeah.
So I go with 2. Where I don't want to live, I mean, this is obvious, right? World 8, right? Fire, lava, skulls. 1,000 fucking tanks everywhere and cannons and the big stupid Bowser. I mean, really.
It doesn't seem practical to have, like, a tank parade just going up and down the street.
No, it doesn't make
time.
It. You think, because that's the only thing that's ridiculous about the game. Is that there's a tank parade in World 8. Everything else before that.
What's up with those hands?
Turtles with wings. Totally makes sense.
I never realized that it is like a tank parade.
There's a tank parade.
There's all these little tank
parades. 1,000 fucking tanks.
That's fucking hilarious.
It's exactly what it is. So, fuck that place.
Man.
Mike, how about you?
I want to live in World 8.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And
I'm goth.
And yes, yeah, very goth.
And here's why. Not only I think the population is probably low because nobody wants to live there.
No.
And I can keep to myself.
They probably have low school taxes.
They probably have low everything taxes. Yeah. So I would assume that my property.
I hope you like it.
Real
hot.
Estate would be, it's fine. Okay. You're in the desert. It's just as hot.
No, it's a dry heat in the desert. It's not scalding
this is
hot.
This is a frying heat.
Okay, right, exactly.
Property taxes and real estate must be very low.
That's true.
And
that's
I
true.
Think the best part about this is I'm always going to have a job because the government offices are right there. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
true.
I can work for King Koopa.
The president.
And if I don't work for King Koopa, well, they have to be manufacturing these tanks all over the place. So I can work for the military.
Could build tanks.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
No, yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely.
I think that's the most practical area to live in is World 8.
Okay.
I don't want to live in World 6. That's Iceland. No. I have bad traction on my feet. I'm going to be slipping all over the place.
Bad memories.
I'm not into the whole cold thing. And the boss of that world rides around on a ball throwing balls at people.
You're
it's
right.
not inspiring.
Bizarre.
No.
Not interested.
No.
So Nixon, World 6.
So that's pretty much where you would be.
That's where I would not be.
You would not be there.
I would not be
right,
in World
right.
6.
Exactly.
Put
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
All right,
there.
Ryan,
sorry.
Come back to the show. You're next.
I wasn't paying attention. All right, is it my
watching
turn?
Porn on your phone.
All right,
while
here we go.
Show.
I'm going to live in World 7.
Put your dick away.
What? That's the worst one.
Why is that one bad?
The pipe maze?
Yeah, the pipe maze.
How are you going to get from home?
What you, pipes?
From point A to B.
It's
pipes.
Perfect. I
just you're smoking
up.
The pipe, pal.
Yeah, just jump in a pipe. You're home. You don't have to do anything when you get in a pipe.
Jesus, Ryan.
That's confusing. I guess you find
it's perfect.
A way
plus, if I ever, like, somebody wanted to find me, can never find me. It's a maze.
Sure how are you going to find your way
good
out?
Good luck finding the right pipe. Never be able to find me in that. And it has other stuff. It has other good aspects to live in there.
Like what?
What are you on Zillow?
One.
Are you on Zillow right now?
No, no.
You're looking for a house in World 7?
No, it's got some weird shit. It's got water in it.
Oh?
It does have
water. I hope so. You would die without it.
Well, you would need water at some point to fish. to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I really hate about World 7, other than the confusing nature of the pipe maze?
It's the worst level in the whole game.
It's the worst level in the whole game. That, those I think it's the most fun level. Where you need to get the Starman.
He likes Battletoads. That's all you need to know.
We have to get the Starman to run to the right or you die, like to the plant levels.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, yeah.
Those are like...
You're right.
They only give you just enough time to get the Starman yep. to continue or you get, you know, your testicles eaten.
Yeah. Well, first off, we didn't talk about this. I mean, you know, it was hard for me to decide because are we talking from a point like, who would I be? Would I be me or am I Mario?
What's the difference?
You know what I mean?
What is no, I don't know.
I want to play this out. Difference? Right,
no,
you
no,
tell
no,
us.
No, difference no, would be, the difference, yeah, because we didn't talk about this. The difference
this is important,
would be...
Yes.
There's two things. Am I Mario? Mm-hmm. Are all the bad guys there?
Right.
Are they there
yes.
when we're doing
yes,
all this?
Yes, that's
when you're living there, all the bad guys
that's
there.
That's where they
definitely,
live. Sure.
Definitely the bad guys.
Sure.
All right, so...
But you are Mario.
But I would have to be Mario and I couldn't be myself.
What's the difference?
Because
let's just
Mario,
say you're Mario
oh,
with all the powers.
No, Mario would have shit to do. I wouldn't have anything to do.
Why?
Why? What would be the difference?
Because I'm just living there. I don't need to get through it.
Yeah, but the things are trying to kill you.
So I would hunker down.
To,
I would hunker down in level 7.
Just pick like the first pixel of the game and just build a house there? Fuck it, I'm done.
Pretty much. That's I mean, I would have access to all level 7, right? If you...
why would you want access the whole, to all of level 7?
Right.
They're going to call you new money.
The whole thing is defensive. It's a defensive place to live. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm myself. So I don't have to... I wouldn't be enemies with anything if I'm myself. Now, if I was Mario...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to live in level 7.
But, Ryan, do you support the Goombas?
Really? I mean,
are you on Koopa's team?
You don't
I don't
want
understand
to kill them? Do you hate America? Do you not want to kill Goombas?
Well, if I live there, you just kind of put up with it. It's like if you live in an area with, like, crazy bugs.
Yeah, okay, let's just say they're coming to kill you, and you don't have a choice.
Right.
You're just going to build a house and hope they don't break it down. You're going to have to fight
them. What
the
fuck are you talking about?
Level 7 would be perfect.
Okay.
Because good luck finding me. Like I said, good luck finding me.
Okay.
I jump in another pipe.
All right. We make a convincing point.
Yeah. Where do you not want to live?
The desert level. I've always been afraid ever since I was a kid.
You just shit on your dream. You believe that?
Well, pyramids scare me. I've always been afraid of pyramids.
Is that what you said?
Well, no. I've always been afraid since I was a kid that if you went somewhere like the desert... Or too far out into the country. And I always thought this, even as a kid. Because when my family moved, I was afraid that, like, if we moved too far out, like, away from the city, when I was a kid.
We're in a dark place.
I didn't want to move. I didn't want to move way out.
Guys, we're in a dark place.
I was always worried that, like, as a kid, if you moved too far away from shit, like a store, you'd run out of shit to drink. Like, and you were thirsty. You couldn't go get a drink.
You would die of thirst before you got to the grocery store. Before you got to the nearest grocery store,
I've always been afraid
to
die of thirst as a kid. Isn't that weird? That's a weird fear.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, yeah. Dude.
I'm fucking Pyramid Head.
I'm gonna fuck Kirby.
We have to fuck Kirby.
Behind those angry eyebrows, I think there's a sensitive soul.
Goomba.
Yeah. What am I doing with the Goomba? Fuck the Goomba.
I am going to fuck Wario.
I would fuck the Goomba.
Let's get weird.
It's so dramatic.
Very dramatic.
That's so ridiculous.
That's what I live up to. All right, well, welcome to the hypothetical scenario segment.
It's good to be here at the hypothetical scenario segment.
On this hypothetical, what we had to do was start a business,
mm-hmm.
All right? And we had to pick what type of business we would like to run, but who we'd pick to run the company. Who would be your GM and maybe your top sales associate?
Mm.
So you had to pick one and one.
Okay.
You know, video game characters.
Sure, yeah,
right,
sure.
Right.
Obviously.
I mean, come on. All right.
No, animals.
Or
this
whale.
Podcast is about animals as of now.
Giraffes and orcas.
Did I tell you about the crow in the dumpster?
Yes, you did.
Yes, we
and
did.
How you abused right. it, you yeah, sick, yeah. sick animal, you.
All right, Mike, let's get to you.
He freed it.
All right.
What's your business?
My business is called A Lighter Touch Salon and or Massage Parlor.
Mm-hmm.
This is a salon where you'd go and get all fancied up, all gussied up, ready to go.
Right, right.
My CEO of this would be Dr. Light, hence the name
a lighter touch.
Ah, pun, I see.
Very good.
So if I'm going to have a massage parlor or a salon, I'm going to have Dr. Light program. It's going to be all automatronic.
Mm-hmm.
Automatronic? Did I say that
word? Automatronic.
That's not a word. No.
Automatronic.
Automated?
Automated.
Sure. No, what's the...
Animatronic?
Could be animatronic. Okay. Yeah, it's probably animatronic.
There we go.
That's the word.
You want Chuck E. Cheese touching your wang? Oh my God, that's gross.
Right? So, you go in there, you want your hair cut. Who do you see? You see Cutman. He's programmed all correctly.
Uh-huh.
You want a massage, you need a little heat? Well, go see Heat Man. You want some ice? Ice your shit down? Well, you got Ice Man.
There you go.
All the robots have been properly programmed for salon and or massage use.
What does Woodman do there?
Oh, he puts leaves on you.
White. He washes the door.
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
okay.
Right. You kind of get the leaf. You kind of get
salon
the leaf
and bath. The spa. Right, right, right. Woodman with
sure.
the leaves.
And then, you know, when you're done, you would go see Airman. He would dry your hair and everything would be good.
What would Toadman do?
Very Toadman clever. Would give you a shower. It's like a steam.
Oh,
steam
you acid rain yes, flush yes. or whatever.
Sure.
He would feed you psychedelic mushrooms.
And then on your way out, when you're going to go pay to see the customer service rep, there would be John Marston sitting there.
John Marston.
Oh, see, John go. Marston, he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He all he does is do stuff. You know,
he's not killing
he does
you.
What
yes.
needs to be done.
I'll help you, John.
He gets put in a lot of shitty
but
situations.
But can you do this for me before I help you? Well, all right, fine. I'll fucking help you out. So he goes, helps you out. And you know
let
what?
Let me feed my horse first.
If you don't pay, well, you're dead. So you're not right. welcome back to a lighter touch.
Okay, all right.
Interesting,
all right.
You don't take the money up front. You wait till they get to the end, and then you try to murder them and cover it up.
It's a different type of business, Rory.
Okay.
Nice, nice. Mm.
Secret murders.
Eric.
All right, so we're going to do whitewater rafting tours.
Cool. Ah.
I love it.
Okay. Hold on. So Nathan Drake, we're all familiar with from Uncharted.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. You're a liar.
I am lying.
Anyway, so this guy, he's going to be my customer service rep and the tour guide, right? Because he's like mad smart and he knows all this shit about history and all these old temples and shit. And he's got balls, huge balls. Like he's out of his mind, like the way, you know, the jumps he makes. It couldn't happen in real life. But anyway, the guy's the man's a menace.
Okay.
Men want to be him and women want him to be in him, right?
So, what?
So, anyway,
woo!
He's a smooth talker. So, we could go to the Ganges.
Sure.
In India.
Okay.
Right? And there's like, Buddhist temples and shit there all around the outside of it.
Oh, this sounds like a very...
Sounds expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, very it's pricey. Very, yeah. very expensive. Yeah, yeah, you yeah, None yeah. of you here could afford it.
Oh.
I'm telling you right now.
You wouldn't give me a discount?
Nah, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Only because you're my brother. These assholes don't get discounts.
All right, fine.
You're my brother-in-law.
Screw it.
Mexico, they got the hidden cities and Mayan ruins off the Usumacinta there.
Uh-huh.
Borneo in the rainforest. We're gonna go trucking down there.
Okay.
You know, and he knows where all that crazy shit is there. That'll be awesome. So my general manager is going to be Batman.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't mean Bruce Wayne. Batman. I mean Batman.
Mm. Okay.
Do you think Doris...
Batman from what?
Batman, just like Batman. Think Dark Knight.
Oh, it's still the action hero. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Batman.
I think
yeah.
you're like Batman. Like
no, Batman the bookkeeper. Yeah. Like,
your neighbor, two doors down,
yeah, I'm
Batman.
More, I was thinking more of like a... like a bat... Yeah.
The action hero.
The superhero. The action superhero.
The action hero.
Isn't that... That's what he is.
He is.
Superhero.
He is. Yeah, no, you're
right. Action hero, right?
You're right.
Know. Action hero is a funny term. What?
It's just action
well,
hero.
Well, Schwarzenegger was the last action hero. So, man, I don't, you know, action heroes are done, I think.
My point is nobody's going to fuck around with Batman.
No.
Okay?
Yeah,
If Batman's cruising the cubicles, do you think Doris in accounting isn't looking at, like, pictures on her phone? Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
Right, cat right. pictures and shit? No, she's on her shit. They're scared to death in there. We got to keep in line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So not only are you scared to death of Batman... He's also Bruce Wayne, and he runs a bajillion-dollar, Wayne Enterprises.
Yeah, yeah.
So, dude's on his shit.
There you go.
He's smart, and he's a bad man, and he would walk around with the Batman costume on. Okay. There's no way he'd be dressed like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, sure.
They would all think they work for Batman.
Nice. I'm shocked you don't actually have this business.
They all work for Batman.
Would he ever do, like, undercover boss?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
He dresses like Superman.
I would dress like Robin.
Yeah. They would never know. They would never
that
know.
That would be spooky.
Oh, all right. Rory, we'll get to you.
All right, so I thought I was going to take this to another level. So here we go. I'm going to open up a new Planned Parenthood.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Who is going to be working on the front line? Well, let me tell you something. We are from Philadelphia, and we like to take people down a peg, okay? So who's going to be on the front line? Princess Toadstool. All right. To quote Ghostbusters, we're going to show this prehistoric bitch how we do things downtown. All right? We are going to take her downtown. So I'm going to, you know, for at least 9 to 5, she's not going to be the princess. She's going to be listening to her poor subjects and looking them in the eye.
Mm.
And when they come there and they have problems, okay? We don't have to get filthy, okay? They have problems. She's going to have to look them in the eye and then call them sir or ma'am, okay? Something that the princess has never had to do, but she's going to do it now.
Wow.
From 9 to 5.
From 9 to 5.
Who's going to, and who's she going to report to?
It's spiteful, Rory.
That's right. I'm telling you, look, I was on a lot of drugs this week.
He's a cold son of a bitch.
I was on a lot of drugs this week.
I didn't feel good alive this week, so I had some rage in me.
Mm.
So who is the princess going to report to? Well, Mr. Toadstool. We just flipped it. Undercover boss.
Wow.
We flipped it, okay?
No shit.
So instead of, like, giving Toad orders, hey, Toad, go get this. Hey, Toad, go get that. Toad's going to say, hey, princess, you go do it, okay? We've just flipped it around. We made this Boxing Day, 9 to 5, every day, okay? Where the toadstools are getting served by Princess Toadstool.
All right.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. A lot of turmoil going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You're twisted, dude.
Yeah,
you're fucking twisted.
That's right.
You are
well,
twisted.
Well, I am inspired by...
What are you, Scorpio?
No, I'm a Libra.
Oh, okay.
I'm inspired by Bioshock, where we have no gods and no kings.
Right. Only man.
Only man. That's right. Only That's man. Right.
All right. Well, we'll get to me. I started a strip club.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. And who's going to run it? Dr. Robotnik.
Dr. Robotnik.
I think he's a good strip club manager.
He looks like he runs
a
strip club.
I'll tell you that. The fucking bow tie.
The big weird hat.
Yeah,
mustache. Yeah. Yeah, the mustache. Yeah. Definitely gives it away.
Yeah. Like, if he ran a strip club and you walked in, you'd be like, oh, fuck, this place is outdated. Like, just by looking at it.
Right.
Like, it's got wood paneling all over.
You know? Anyway, he runs this place. It's a little nuts. He needs someone to, you know,
I hope so.
A DJ and a security dude.
Oh.
But it's the same guy.
Okay.
Right? Those two. I picked Trevor from GTA 5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like Trevor.
Talk about twisted.
That's a good one.
Yeah, he twisted somebody to work in a strip
He's
club.
Twisted, yeah.
Yeah, so he'd also be the DJ.
Nice. You know?
So, yeah, so... But, yeah, that's my business.
All right.
Yeah. Not much to it. A strip club.
I'll be, let me know when you open.
So, what's your stage name?
Flipper. Well, Slippy Flipper. Well,
You sure? Are you sure about this?
Well, no. Slippy, it's a little confused. Slippy is my nickname.
Okay.
But Flipper is my stage name, like the DJ.
That's your proper name
me.
When you need to get your paycheck.
Yeah, Flipper. Oh, okay. Yeah, the DJ introduces me as Flipper. And see, I have these webbed feet.
Oh, this is weird.
I'm very graceful.
Okay.
They make me very graceful. They're not pretty to look at, but I slip and I slide across the floor. And that's where I got the nickname Slippy from.
What the fuck are you talking about?
But I did see something odd today, if you guys want to hear about that real fast.
Always.
Do tell.
The life of Ryan.
Yeah. I saw a crow stuck in the trash.
Wow.
Like, stuck in the trash.
I've never seen a bird stuck in anything.
In which way was he stuck?
It was in a dumpster.
Okay.
All right. So I guess he got in the dumpster.
Oh.
And couldn't get out.
Was the lid was closed on him?
That's the weird thing. The lids were closed.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I flipped the lid open.
Okay.
And he was in the dumpster.
Oh, right.
Just standing in the dumpster. And
so
he was trying to get out.
Somebody closed the lid on him.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know how he got in.
Huh.
I don't know. You figure if he was in the dumpster to begin with, somebody probably would have left the lid open.
Right.
But maybe somebody just closed the fucking lid on him.
So
I don't know.
You let him out. You didn't set it on
no,
fire.
No, I didn't let him out.
What?
Well, first
off, did he grant you 3 wishes?
No, it was weird because he was like looking at me like, can you help?
Yeah.
And
you turned him down? And you
well, first off,
you.
Wait a minute.
Smart.
If he's Hold in on. The dumpster, how does he know? How do you know he's in there?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, you said he told him to help me out. Well, how do you know that?
How do you know he's
how
in
do
the
you
dumpster?
Know he was in the dumpster?
I saw him.
Closed,
I,
but you said the lid was
but they're
closed.
Not, no,
I
they're
opened
not
the lid.
Through.
Oh, you opened the lid?
When I opened the lid, he was already in the dumpster.
Oh,
okay. Why did you go to the dumpster? Like, I've never
been. I had to put trash in there.
So this was like a dumpster for...
Oh, this was here?
Yeah, it was here, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Back in okay. your place. I'm thinking you'd like, you just randomly go behind like strip malls and open their dumpster.
No. It was in my place. No. But I figured he couldn't jump. He couldn't jump out. Like, how high can a crow jump usually?
Oh, he could fly. He's got wings.
Is that like an album?
No. They jump, though. Like, they jump, right?
But they're strutters. You ever watch them strut? They strut their stuff, man. They're
hot shits, man.
I understand why he didn't just fly out when you opened it. Were his legs stuck under something in the dumpster?
No, he was just standing on trash. I don't know. He was eating stuff. I don't know. Squirrels go in there all the time. Squirrels can get in and out because they chewed a hole in it. And then the lid. Maybe he went through the hole in the lid. He could have been watching the squirrels.
Because crows are pretty smart.
They are.
You know?
He might have went through the hole. And he couldn't get out because he couldn't jump high enough.
Maybe he lives there. Maybe you
evict him. Maybe. I don't know.
Do you ever think about that?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
So, let's just confirm there were no wishes granted.
No.
How does the story
end? Crows are bastards, though. I don't like...
Dr. Doolittle?
I just left the lid open and walked away.
Oh, okay. So, he probably got out or he probably died in the trash.
I don't know.
You don't care.
I don't know.
You don't care.
Don't care. Okay. I'm not a big fan of crows.
You're a monster.
Crows are nasty.
Okay. They're angry.
Yeah.
They're an angry bird.
Fuck them.
All right.
So, why don't we get to the Odyssey, guys? Let's get to something even more weird.
Why did you rescue them if you
I didn't rescue him. I just left the lid open.
You rescued him.
I found it was a possum in my trash can one time, and I just kicked it over, and it ran down the driveway. So I rescued the possum because it was easy.
Oh, okay.
By kicking it.
Yeah.
It was too much effort to rescue the crow, though.
Wait, you touched a possum?
No. He was in the can. I went to throw trash in the trash can. There was a possum in the bottom looking up at me. They're freaky looking.
They're
at me.
Yeah.
They're rats.
They got like red eyes.
Yeah, they're nasty. And I just kind of like kicked the bin over with my foot.
Right.
And he fell and just waddled and ran away. But I couldn't do that with the crow. What am I going to do? I don't have a net. I can't. I'm not going to grab him.
Friend of the animals.
Yeah, so.
Shall we get into the main topic?
Let's get into it. Mega Man 2. Baseline right there.
Yeah, let it play out.
Oh boy. Shit's getting real. Guitar scrape.
Damn.
Oh yes. Mega Man 2. That's the title theme. This game came out in 1988 and it was put out by Capcom. Great game. Great game.
So
that's our podcast.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. Thank you. Good night. This game, Mike, you talked about it right at the beginning of the show. Oh, we ended.
The show's over.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. You can find us on Outlook.
Ryan said it all.
Yeah, this game, really, when I was a kid, when the first time I played this game, I rented it. And it was before I ever played Mega Man 1.
Was good.
And yeah, when I played this, this was one of those games I woke up at like 6 in the morning, 5:45 in the morning, just to play
on
Saturday.
Yeah,
wow. Before school.
Yeah.
Like this is when I went, I fucking love Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So guys, time's yours.
I mean, yeah, what was everyone's kind of like first impression? Now, Eric, were kind of...
I was damaged.
By the first one.
I got damaged by the first one. I rented the first one when I was a kid, right. And I was damaged. It was silly. It was an abomination, okay? And now it's history, and it had to happen, and I didn't play it till about 10 years ago. It was the first time I even bothered, because I always thought Mega Man, those games are shit,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because Mega Man 1 fucked me up so bad, because it was so bad. Long story. Anyway... Mega Man 2 is it the most improved like to a sequel from the first one of any game ever, maybe? I don't know.
I mean
I'm just off the top, I would have to think about it. I'm sure.
I mean,
from a game that uses the same mechanics.
Here you go. I'm a fan of the first one.
Right.
I think it has its flaws,
right.
But I wouldn't argue your point at all. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, going from the first one, which I think is
devious,
a C to a C minus game,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a fan of that game.
Wow. Okay. So yeah.
To the second one, which I think is an A, borderline A plus game.
Okay.
There's, in my opinion, there's really on the NES, there's really not much wrong with Mega Man 2.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
The Crash Man Wily level boss is the only bad sign.
And we'll talk about that. But, yeah. I mean, we'll nitpick the game. Like, we should get it out on the table. Well, we're all fans of the game.
It's not perfect. Yeah. I mean, right, no game is perfect.
Exactly. I mean, we're all fans of the game. We're all going to, like, sit here and just. So we'll nitpick it, but.
Right, never got the NC-17 rating.
I just remember the first time playing the game and the idea of I could choose my level. Because I didn't play the first one. I didn't play the first one either.
Okay.
So this was the first game I ever played that I could choose my level. It was the first game I ever played where I could go backwards if I wanted to. You know, it wasn't because I was used to Mario Brothers where you moved on and then that was it. Mm. It was the first game I ever played where there were several music tracks. Mm-hmm. Like each boss had.
And they're all awesome.
And they're all awesome. And each level was its own theme. It wasn't like I had to play this overworld level of Mario and then go into a water level and then, that was, and you kind of like just go back and forth or whatever. This was almost like 10 or 12 different settings that were all amazing. Good. I mean, the fourth Wily level is a pain in the ass, but I mean, they're all really good and they're fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Each one is difficult enough. But they're all fair.
Right, right. And the replay value in this game is huge. Like, I never got sick of this game as a kid. Ever. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
The first thing you notice about the game, graphics, right away. Right from the get-go. Right from the stage select screen.
Especially in, like, 88. That was a lot of
impressive. Yeah.
It really was for 88.
Right.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And did you guys know that this was, like, a passion project?
Yes. Yeah, it was like a side deal, right?
They were to work on other Capcom projects, and they were to do this on their free time. This was all free time stuff.
They didn't get paid to make this game?
I don't know what that, I mean, that's what they said. They said this was all on their free time.
Wild.
Yeah.
Well, the first one didn't get any acclaim, I guess, because it was so goddamn awful. Right? So they figured, you know, we're not going to invest money into this. If you guys really want to make Mega Man 2, do it on your own fucking
time.
Think
about the other games that Capcom was making in the 80s. They were still in the arcade, so I remember that too. Although there might have been different teams. But a lot of the properties at that time were kind of borderline forgettable, and you would have to look them up. If you weren't our age, you would have to look them up, like, on Wikipedia or Google Images, like Gun.Smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
The cowboy shooter game, or like the Speed Rumbler, or like all these other games that are just not, honestly, they don't hold a candle to this.
No, definitely not.
The jump in fidelity, as we talked about, between the first game and to this one is night and day between the sprite work and the music level. Mm-hmm. This was the first one that I played too. Mm-hmm. And the ability to switch between levels in any order you want. And the puzzle element where you had to guess, I mean, pre-internet, you had to figure out who to beat with who. Like, Metal Man, for some reason, is like Jesus. He, like, knocks out, like, 10 people.
He's a little overpowering, yeah.
He knocks out himself.
He kills himself in one blade, which is hysterical.
If you play it on difficult, it's two.
The Metal Blade is love. The Metal Blade is life. It just wrecks everything, man.
It really does.
Yeah.
As soon as you get... I mean, most people will start with Metal Man to get the weapon right away.
That's what I do.
You can essentially... Forget about the Mega Buster once you get that weapon.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all you have to do is worry about replenishing it.
Right, and you know what? They're very fair with weapon drops. Now, if you we should real quick talk
and
about
E-tanks.
Talk about the that was a huge ad. Mm. But we should real quick talk about the difference between when you first start the game. Was it normal mode and then difficult mode?
Yes. Right.
So real quick, difficult mode just limits the amount of energy pellets that enemies drop, and it kind of doubles up all the enemies' hits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, if Woodman takes 4 Metal Blade hits, he'll take 8.
Yeah, and also, like, they'll have almost like a different attack. Like, the enemy will have a different attack. Like, what used to kill them, they have like a backup attack in difficulty.
What?
You have to insult them too.
Tell them they're fat
and nobody loves them.
No, what are you talking about?
Yeah. All right. So, all right. You know the can things, the cans in metal level, in Metal Man's level.
Oh, that. Yeah.
So
that'll
normal. If you hit the head, the whole thing dies.
Right.
Okay. Difficult. If you hit it, the cans fly apart.
Right.
And if you're too close, you'll get hit.
You'll get hit.
And there's a lot of enemies like that.
It's my understanding that the Japan version of
this. I thought you meant the bosses.
Which is Rockman. There's only the difficult, and they added normal mode for American kids.
Yes.
Right. Correct.
Because of the god awful time we had with the first one. But you guys didn't have to put up with that. But yeah.
Right, no.
That's why they made it a normal mode.
But you know, the difficult mode isn't really that much more difficult. It really isn't.
Not for
no. You have to take your time a little bit more.
You have to be careful on your E-tanks.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just use E-tanks like willy-nilly. Mm-hmm. Willy-nilly.
Which is the interesting thing. Throughout the game, depending on what order you play the game in, stuff like E-tanks won't be accessible if you don't have certain items.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Oh, so that's also a neat thing about the game. You're like, when you're a kid, you're going, how the fuck do I get that E-tank?
Right.
No, and you think it's a joke.
Right.
As you get older, you're like, oh, it's not a joke. You There's another way to get it. Right.
Do we talk about Rockman... When we talked about Mega Man 1 episode, how like it's a pun on paper, rock, scissors.
We did.
Mm-hmm. We did? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You know what's cool about this game, too, and I'm not sure if other Mega Man games followed this. It definitely didn't follow this in the first one. The first one, there's an obvious order that you need to take. With this one, certain weapons, like this, like Metal Man will kill...
Flashman.
Four different robots.
Bubble Man.
Yeah.
Woodman will kill like two different robots. So you don't have to follow that specific order. Where in Mega Man 1, generally it's Bomb Man, then Guts it's Guts Man, then it's Cut Man.
Do you think that's almost like a fault or a,
no, I think
an oversight
awesome.
That Metal Man's that strong? The Metal Blade's that strong?
Oh,
well, yeah. They definitely ramped it down for every consecutive Mega Man.
Yeah.
Except for, well, in 9, which is kind of its own thing because it's kind of like the revitalization of Mega Man or classic Mega Man versus Mega Man X, and like the Splash Woman Trident is very useful during the game, but for most boss fights it's not that
it's
useful.
It's worthless.
But for the entire time I'm playing Mega Man 9, I was using the Trident rather than the pea shooter.
Okay.
Because it's such an effective weapon and it clears the whole screen.
So it's different than Metal Blade that you could just blast Metal through Blade and get to the boss and kill them.
I mean, Metal Blade, it's awesome to have like an easy badass mode where you can shoot in eight directions, but they took that.
Can you imagine what that boss is
thinking?
And it goes through weapons or it goes through enemies.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you could just wipe out the whole fucking screen with that weapon.
Can you imagine what the boss is thinking? He's in the room with the door shut and he hears the fucking blades swing. Like he hears the blades outside. He's like, oh fuck, he's got the Metal Blade out. I'm done.
He fucking killed Metal Man. Shit.
It does change the whole dynamic of the game though. It almost puts it on easier mode than normal.
Yeah, it does.
It's almost, if you get the Metal Blade first, it's like, all right, now we're on easy mode. It's easy, normal, and difficult now.
Right.
But I don't give a fuck. I get it every time.
Did you ever try beating it without Metal Blade?
No.
I did it this week.
You beat it without Metal Blade?
Oh, with, well, I mean.
You still have to get it.
You have to get it.
Well, but you have to get it.
I tried to beat the game with Mega Buster only.
Mm.
No, you can't do it. You have to use Crash Man on the one. You have to use Bubble Man on Wily. But I got through everything else with the Mega Buster.
Pretty good. Man.
Have you ever used Crash Man's bombs on Flash Man? The person I believe that's who it's supposed to be used on, technically?
I thought it was Quick Man.
Is it Quick Man?
I think it is. I think it's Quick Man.
I thought you used Flash Man on Quick Man.
You do. Well, there you go. There's another example of you can use
two
weapons.
That's what I usually do,
I thought the crash bombs were for Flash Man.
It could also be for Flash Man as well.
Flash Man stops Quick Man, so that it basically puts him like, it freezes him, right?
He's so quick.
He can't hit him.
And by the way, there's something I love
to hurt him.
There's something I love to do. I love to like, you know, I'll fight him with the regular pea shooter, the Mega Buster.
Quick Man?
But halfway.
Okay.
And then when I get his health down to halfway, I put the flash stop on.
You want to see him squirm.
But I try to get him while he's on like the floor.
Right.
And
he's
like facing me. And I just like to like just stare at his face while he fucking blows up.
Let's take in this moment.
Stare him in the eyes.
I do. I'm just going to watch you fucking squirm and blow the fuck up.
Mike just appears in his eyes. He's like, I fucked your mother last night. You boomerang wearing motherfucker.
Mike just looks at it. It's like Crocodile Dundee when he stares down the bull.
Yeah.
And the bull just bows down.
He's a bitch though. Without he's tough.
Oh yeah. Quick Man's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, he really is.
I hate playing Quick Man. I can't stand.
Yeah, you got to stop.
He just jumps around the whole fucking time. He's jumping in
and he throws those boomerangs.
Yeah. I actually don't like Airman the most.
His level sucks. Airman, I hate his level.
Level really drives me nuts. He's also like a clunky fat ass, and I just don't like his sprite. And I don't like the wind coming at me. That reminds me of DuckTales, like the way that the wind sprites come at you.
You know what bothers me about Airman? If you just stay in the one spot, he's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
You just stay behind him and just fucking whatever weapon
you
have.
If you get behind him, you can cheese his ass.
But what bothers me about Airman is that he throws one
cloud?
One of those things, and it's you have to get hit. Mm-hmm. Like the two others, three forms that he throws. One of them you have to get hit. The other two you can like dodge. That does bother me. Yeah. Let me at least give me some sort of chance.
Even if it's almost impossible to not get hit, make there a way to.
Right. Yeah, that's a fault. Yeah, and there is no way. There's that one thing. And sometimes he'll throw that pattern. That's what I was looking for, that pattern. He'll throw that pattern like three times in a row, and you've gotten hit three times.
So the minutia.
That does kind of bother me.
Airman's level, it pissed me off until I realized, what is it, the number two gun, right, that creates a platform for you?
That's one. Two is the jet.
Number one gun, that's right.
Yeah, two's the jet.
So the number one gun, I would every time, you would make a jump from one edge to the other, and a little spike comes up on the edge of those platforms.
Yeah.
Well, finally, it took me like a gajillion times fucking it up to realize that if you jump and then create a platform between the two platforms with the spikes on the corner, you just jump over you wind up getting far enough in the middle of the gap. Oh, okay. You can jump over the spike.
I never thought about it. Well, you know what? I've never had Heat Man's weapon because you get that from Heat Man.
Okay.
I always usually fight Heat Man towards the end.
Oh, okay.
I save Heat Man for last.
I usually go like Heat Man or Crash Man last.
Heat Man looks like a Zippo with boxing gloves on.
I was a kid, I always loved the Heat Man sprite. Like, he's got fire coming up from it. His level music is like,
the music drives me nuts.
That's like the one song, because it's like the same thing.
Yeah,
it's not very long. Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably the worst song in the game. Is it? Or am I just missing something?
That's a pretty bad one.
The Wily levels have some shit.
The Wily level 3 and 4.
Yeah, they kind of drop off at the end there.
Yeah.
Heatman's level, a lot of the guys with the flaming heads.
That's Quick Man.
Oh, is that Quick Man?
Yeah, Heatman's level with the disappearing blocks
without the time stopper.
Oh, it's very difficult.
Quickman's level is really obnoxious with the beams.
Nah,
that come across.
You can do it. Come on,
get real. You can
do Flash Man.
It's Flash Man. It's
I don't use
Stop.
Stop.
I would never try to jump.
You have to land in the right spot to get an extra second shaved off. It's all about your landing.
Yeah, fuck that level. I always use Flash Man. It's my least favorite level. It's pointless. It shouldn't exist.
Yeah, just go Flash.
Flash. Here we go.
Drop right down.
Dropping down.
Yeah.
So you don't look Quick Man in the eye when he dies.
No, I don't.
Shame. It's very satisfying.
You could grind on those walkers and get the
fuck that.
The ammo back.
Yeah.
Well, first off, the walker, the tall things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're a pain in the ass. I stay away from those things. Well, I'll take a hit and just
airman.
Hell past
if you have airman, you can.
Yeah, I know. Airman. But on Flashman's level, sometimes I do Flashman before Metal Man as like the first level I play. And you have nothing. And right before you fight Flash Man, these guys are right there. Two of them.
You know what's funny? You ever use the wrong weapon on them and they just chink off?
I love that sound. Yeah.
Like you hit them with a metal blade, which is kills everything, and it just goes chink and it goes off. Or like you hit them with bubble and it just goes chink and it goes right off. And they're like, oh, was that you? Was that somebody here? We didn't notice. Yeah. Also, we're in a giant walker. Fuck you.
One of the other great things about the game is, you know, the ability to just change suits, you know, the midstream. Colors. Right. And you could just change weapons as you're playing the game, you know. So it's not like you have to wait till you die or anything like that.
I'm not aware.
That was one of the first games that I can think of that you could do something.
I'm not aware of any other games that have like the color scheme of your character change depending on the weapon you're using. And
which
almost,
is nice. It does.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, it's a great way to visually show you that you're not using the standard weapon.
Sure.
It's a great shorthand.
No, absolutely. I think so.
I can't think of another game where you change weapons and you're now a different color.
Well, I was also Mario thinking, Brothers? How many other games...
All right, yeah, Mario.
I mean, your sprite's a little different, I guess. That's true.
How many other games do you fight bosses to gain a weapon to beat another boss? Was Mega Man one of the first to do that?
Yeah.
You know?
And that was really appealing when you really were a kid. I mean, that was like a...
It's different.
Like, it gave you an incentive to...
Experiment.
Well, not only that, but like, I really want to beat this boss because whatever this boss's weapon is I want this. And remember how excited you were when you finally beat the fucking boss and you got the weapon? You're like, yes, what is this fucking thing? Well, or how disappointed you were.
Yeah.
When you're like, wow, bubble lead is garbage.
When you get all the way to the boss, and like, again, pre-internet time, you didn't know you weren't really sure. You get up there, and if Metal Blade didn't work, you were like, well, fuck, it's just like this now.
I mean, there was when I remember when I was younger, there was like a long time where I refused to believe that bubble lead would kill Heat Man. I don't know why, because I remember I was with my friend.
You were in denial? It's just science.
Well, it doesn't work. That's the thing. I kept saying, I was like, no, it's bubble lead. It's lead. It's not going to fucking like, he's heat and it's just going to bounce off of him. It's lead. He was like, let's just do it. And it like killed him in like three shots. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it's funny how everyone used to try to make some kind of real life connection to how the weapons would beat and why. You know what I mean?
Right. Sometimes it doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
But in this game,
it only works for like a few.
In this game, I think they did pretty good where it did make sense. Like obviously, Metal Man. Why
does the Woodman Leaf Shield kill Airman? That doesn't make sense.
Sure, it
Air
does.
Blows leaf. No, Air blows leaf.
I agree with you, Rory. It should be the opposite.
Air blows leaf.
No, it's a big leaf. You're stopping the fucking wind.
Leafs can block wind. Like in the summertime when there's leaves on the trees, it's less windy. It's less windy.
The leaves go flying.
This is Leaf Shield.
Right.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Right. So if you go out in an area like where there's no trees, it's windier because there's no leaves.
All right. Pop quiz, hot shot.
Yes.
Who's your favorite Mega Man 2 robot master?
Heat Man.
Heat Man.
Yeah.
Eric?
Man, I don't know.
Well, look at the shirt.
Let's see.
We have Mike's shirt there.
They're all assholes. I like Crash Man. I like Crash Man's weapon. All right. I'm going with Crash Man.
I like Woodman.
Yeah, you
I
like.
Love, I think I, like I love take out Woodman. I got to take Woodman. Woodman is like he's awesome. A wild card. He's like the Murdoch of the team. They don't know how he fits in, but he's there.
So you easy to kill. He's just stupid.
He's not stupid.
By the way, you know, he's one with the Heat Man's and weapon the animals, at a full charge, even on difficult. Two shots. Yeah,
he don't give a fuck. He don't give a fuck. Okay, Ryan's right. He comes out. He's like beating his wood chest. He's like, I don't know why I'm made of wood. Yeah. I'm a fucking robot.
I don't know why I'm in this game.
I don't know.
Oh, by the way,
he wastes time. He wastes time. He puts the leaf shield up so you can't hit him, and then he has them shimmy down the side. They can come down quickly. He chooses not to because he don't give a fuck.
He's better than every enemy in
the
first
game. He doesn't even have toes. He just has stumps. He's just like a copy because he don't give a fuck.
Yeah, everybody else has boots. Why the fuck is he?
He's balls deep in your mother on Mother's Day, okay? He's Woodman.
Long wood.
Hardwood.
Long hardwood.
Hardwood.
Mr. Roundtree. This game to us is easy because we've played it for so long, but it's really not an easy game.
No,
if you were to sit down and play this, you've never played it before. Mm-hmm. And
it's easier than one, but
it's
not
a challenging game. It's not difficult.
Well, it's hard to figure out the order and how you have to beat the bosses. Like, you wouldn't just fly through it on your third time.
I think someone who picked this up right away could probably finish it casually in a week.
I don't know. The hardest part about it is knowing there are certain weapons that kill certain bosses in one or two hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you don't know that. Not knowing that makes it would drag it on a whole lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, otherwise you're trying to kill everyone with the Master Blaster, or you go in there... Master Blaster.
We all let that slide, too.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for that. You know, if you go in there and go, oh, the boomerang didn't work. Shit. Oh, the crash bombs didn't work. Oh, shit. So you would die a lot trying to figure out what the hell. And then you could have not even gotten the weapon that kills him in three shots.
Right.
Right.
You know?
But also, if you never played it, you wouldn't know how to get the E-tanks that are out of reach.
Well, you don't need.
You know what I'm saying.
You don't need them, though.
But there's a lot of E-tanks that are in reach.
Well, I guess you're not going to get all of them because no matter how you play the game, you're always not going to be able.
I mean, you can only carry four.
That's right. True.
You know,
so it's not like
you know
really
what's great
save.
About this, and again, it's not to its fault because it didn't exist yet. There's no filler levels between the Wily levels,
seriously,
and the actual like first round with the robot
it's
master.
It's such a fair game. Yeah. It just doesn't
because
drag on.
From three on, they started adding these filler levels. Yeah. And it's just like
you don't want to play it.
You don't need these.
Yeah, those dock robot levels in three. Three's a great game too, and you know I'm sure at some point we'll get around to that one. But there's those dock robot masters, and you're just like, I don't want to go through. I just beat all the normal ones. Just can I get to the castle? And two does that. You beat all the normal robot masters.
But,
and
I mean,
you move
two,
on.
They like it came as an idea for three. They're like, hey, you know what's awesome? Let's add more shit, and we'll put all the Mega Man 2 bosses again back in it.
Yeah, and they're harder.
They're harder, and they don't use the sprites. They just have like their ghost come down and possess like this like clean slate droid kind of robot like.
Half-assed.
It's the same. It is kind of lame.
It is. And they use the same levels. Like, it's not like the same exact levels.
It's pretty much the same. Like, they might change a couple of sprites and it's like broken up. Like, they're trying to give you the impression
that it's just unnecessary.
Mega Man housed that shit.
You know what I always liked about this game? I don't know why. It's something stupid in the game. I always loved the energy meter, like the life bar. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
And probably because it was one of the first games you played when you had one.
Yeah, and it was, it was a real neat thing to have. And for some reason, me and my friend, we called them pills.
Oh, they look like pills. They look like pills. They do, yeah.
Yeah, it was always like a neat, like, thing. Pills. I don't know.
Did he OD? Is your friend dead? Because when you're a kid, I would never think that.
He looked like pills. We need more pills. I thought he was talking about the game the whole fucking time.
I found these drugs on the train. Should I take them? I need an E-tank.
Fuck you. I'm like, what?
Never take drugs if your parents aren't there.
Hey, Wally, I found some booze in my dad's locker. Should I drink it?
Let's get drunk and screw.
Did we?
That's Wally Bear and the No Gang, by the way. We're not just coming up with
great
that
game.
Out of nowhere.
Classic
Nintendo. Oh, yes.
That's a great game.
Oh, legendary.
There's great some game. Kid with like a stepdad named Wally. He's like,
we'll have to do
you
an,
know Wally?
We'll have to do an entire episode on Wally Bear.
I refuse. I won't be here that day.
That'll be next April Fool's.
Fuck Wally Bear.
Did we mention the Wily levels at all yet?
No, let's get into
All right, let's get into some Wily stuff.
I want to mention some things I don't like about getting
Wily?
Into the Wily action.
Okay.
The one where
we're all out of time. Thanks.
Let's talk about real quick.
It isn't perfect.
We'll talk about how you get there first. It's real simple. You just have to beat all the bosses.
Robot Masters.
And you move on to the Wily levels.
Oh, speaking of that, I hated that at first.
What?
The idea that you had... I was like, well, I beat all these guys' asses and I got to do it again? And I thought that sucked, but as I play it and get older and play other games.
It.
Yeah, I think it was clever.
I think
it added depth.
The boss rush at the end.
Yeah, the boss rush. Okay. You have to beat everyone.
You're also really powered up at that point.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, and they're nice enough when you do defeat one, they give you an energy pellet that you can refill.
Which they didn't in one, assholes.
No, and not only that, they made you go through a fucking level.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Assholes.
But go ahead, Eric.
I don't know where the fuck I was. What were we talking about?
You were talking about the things you didn't like about the Wily.
You're talking about these pills you found
in
the garage.
Down. That's why I can't remember anything, because all the fucking pills. And when you were falling in that one level with the spikes on the wall, where there's spikes everywhere, the little spike balls. Okay, I thought that was bullshit. Also, when you have the five cannons, there's five cannons, and you have the crash bombs.
He's talking about the third Wily level.
The fourth. The boss in the fourth level.
Right, and you have to land every fucking flash bomb exactly, or
dude,
crash bomb,
I hate
I'm sorry.
That. I dread
exactly.
it.
I've done it.
I dread it.
Oh, I did it. It took me 15 fucking times.
With the stave states. Yeah. I have practiced it, but you can't do it.
15 fucking...
So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought this up. So I watched a Let's Play of this guy on YouTube, and it was a great Let's Play, and he was playing the game blind. So in other words, he's never played any Mega Man game before. And it was good. Like, he was, the first level he tried was Heat Man, and he was just dying over and over. And he cut it up, and so it was interesting. So he gets to the gun turrets. I forget the real name of the boss. So he gets to the gun turrets.
Garbage bomber.
He gets to the gun turrets, and what he did was he filled up everything, and he save stated before he went into the room.
Right, likewise.
So when he went into the room, he did all his shit, and he would die, and he would just come back out. Now, what happened was, if you go in there and you don't save state, and you blew up any kind of walls, those walls are gone when you come back in.
Yes.
Oh,
weird.
What the fuck? I didn't know that.
But when you save state, well, they're all back. So now, as you save stated, you're forced to do it perfectly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's why it took me so long.
Usually what I do when I play, and you wouldn't know to do this, you know, but when I play that level, you know, when you start, there's two big energy pellets there to fill up your weapons. Mm-hmm. I always leave them there because I know that I'm going to fuck up. I know how to do it. You have to get like the one thing and go up there and hit that. And then you have to fall down and get number three and come up. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. It's not
and
fun
I
at
do
all.
Have, it's really not. And you know what?
It's out of place too.
That boss, that's okay. Mm. I don't mind that. That it's like a robot, like it's a thing rather than like it's a robot.
They could have cut one of the walls out.
It's either cut a gun out or don't make it that, like, don't make it that just the crash bomb kills that thing.
The guns, yeah.
Or make it so if I do die or if I do it perfectly, make it so that I still have two or three crash bombs left. Mm-hmm. If you do that thing perfectly, you're out of crash bomb. It's gone.
Yeah.
That I have a problem with.
You cannot miss one shot.
Right.
And also, I don't think it's a bad... There's another YouTube reviewer that I watch. I'll say his name. Some call me Johnny. It's a good channel.
Okay.
So he reviewed this game. It was a great review. And at the end, he said that this was a bad design. And I disagree with him. I think the design was okay, but I thought I don't know what you would call it. The fact that you didn't have enough crash bombs or that there were too many guns, that was the problem I had. I like that it was a puzzle.
on the original NES version, the cart version, you don't have this issue on emulators, but there's so much bullshit going on in that level that you Mega Man actually disappears.
Oh, the sprite flickering.
The sprite actually disappears. Yeah. And that's like what Rory was saying. It's like, you knew that. Like, why didn't you just take one fucking gun out? You just take one fucking cannon
out.
Or a wall.
You
wouldn't have, or
anything. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be an action enemy. Yeah, it could be a wall.
It's too much information going on at the same time.
There's a glitch I'd like to talk about with that boss.
Please do.
If I may. If,
with the yellow
weapons. No, with the gun turrets.
Oh, okay, yeah, good.
So, if you're standing in the middle, or wherever you are, it doesn't matter, because whenever they shoot the guns, it's going towards you. Right. Mm-hmm. If you can see, because you know when they start to flash faster?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When they start to flash faster and they're about to shoot, just start hitting the pause button over and what'll happen is the bullets will go right through you.
Whoa.
And won't even hit you.
No shit.
Oh,
a little glitch there.
Wow, a little news you can use.
Glitch. Yep.
Yeah, life pro tip.
I, of course, don't use that.
No, you would never.
No.
No, you would never.
I wouldn't think so.
Never do that. And we have a way to verify that, too. Yeah.
You know what I love? The dragon chase.
Yeah, that's cool.
That scared the shit out of me when I was a little kid.
Yeah, it just appears out of nowhere and he's chasing you.
I fell right off the fucking thing when I first. And you know what? That thing, I think, kills you in one hit if you.
I believe if you touch
it. You touch it. Yeah, it's one hit kill.
Well, he's a dragon. A robot dragon.
It's true.
You feel like you have to move faster than you really do, but it'll adjust.
But this,
you know what I mean.
And it starts to scroll.
Oh yeah, yeah,
automatically.
It's, yeah, yeah. It
you know,
scrolls
funny?
On its own.
You
yeah.
race. You don't really have to race. Ryan's right, but you get all the way there, and then he like does one shot at you, and then you fall off the fucking edge.
Right.
Yeah.
You panic, and you're like you overcompensate, and you
freak
like,
out. But you know what? Once you play that boss like once or twice, he's not so bad.
No, it's the same like the giant bulldozer, the third level boss.
Yeah, that boss is a joke.
It's a joke because you hit him with like three quick boomerangs, and he's down.
Yeah,
you're just
yeah.
like wow, I think you guys should have worked a little harder on this.
Yeah,
one.
One was just, even that whole level, like those spikes. That's the hard part of the level. But the thing is that level's not long.
No.
Once you pass those spikes,
that's
you're
true.
Done.
Yeah,
the level's
but also
over.
The jumping. I jumped into them a lot, too. I never do well with spikes on ceilings in any game.
That's a tough section.
Any game, yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough section. I don't mind. See, the reason I don't mind that is because it's at the end of the game.
Right.
Like in Mega Man 1, they would put that shit like in the during the regular.
Well, there were spikes.
Shit.
The
Bubble
Man's level had spikes.
Yeah, but they were easy to avoid.
Yeah. That's a fun level. I like that level. I like Bubble Man.
I actually
level.
Like all of the levels.
It's fun.
I really do.
Yeah, I can't think.
There's no Iceman, thank God.
Yes.
Yeah, don't have to deal with that.
The only one is like Flashman. And if you, I think right. Flashman is the only level, correct me if I'm
You do slide wrong, a little bit.
That there's no one-hit kills or one-hit deaths. There's no like pitfalls in that level. There's no spikes in that level. There's no lava in that level.
I'm not aware of any holes you can fall in.
Yeah, there's not.
It's a good level to start with, even though it is ice and you're
right.
flying all around. But
good song,
it's very,
yeah, it's one of the best songs
fair.
In the game.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
What's your what's your favorite music in the game? There's Flash Man.
It's all like rock. I mean, it's like metal. Like,
songs
sounds like it just could be a metal band.
My favorite.
These are longer songs.
My favorite. I think the most epic song is the one our show opens with. That Mike covered.
You know.
Oh yeah. Well, that's
I think
a great one.
That's the
yeah,
best, dude.
Yeah.
You
it's
know.
So
you know what's
it is awesome.
You know
it's
what's
so
crazy
intense.
With that
Nintendo.
Song? Yeah. And you know what's awesome about that song is it layers itself.
Yeah.
Like it's essentially it's a three chord progression.
Okay.
I know no one like probably knows what I'm talking
Mike's
about,
a
and
musician.
That's fine.
Some people.
But it's a three chord progression, and they. The main theme is that okay, and then they put that main theme in the background while they put like another melody on top of it, so it like just enhances everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when they do that, they like reverse the chord progression, so
okay.
like it turns into like. Like a more intense feel to it.
Okay.
Like it's a really and all it is just cycling around three chords.
It's a really good song, that Flash Man song.
Dude, it's yeah.
Oh, we were talking about the Wily one.
Oh, the,
yeah,
oh, you're talking
the
about the Wily. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Play it, Mike.
Yeah, hold on.
You have it there?
Yeah.
Oh, you probably don't.
So this is your main theme. Let's just check it out for a second.
Yeah, let it roll. I mean, for Nintendo, this is a long song.
Dude, don't you just want to run through a fucking wall right now? I mean, seriously, don't you just want to get a baseball bat?
You
want to
play the shit out of this place. Oh, yeah.
I want to get a baseball bat, and I'm going to go to the neighbor's house, and I'm going to wreck his fucking car right now.
No, this section has two different... This is a little different, but then it goes back. Now, here, it's in the background, but there's a new melody on top of it.
And it changes
and it'll change again right here. New melody, but the old melody's still going on in the background. Then here's where the chord progression goes backwards. Wait. No, this is... Sorry, this is... this is the transition. Leads up, transition, backwards. It feels more intense.
Yeah.
Bass line right there.
Yeah.
It's a... really epic song.
The time they took to make these songs.
It's amazing.
Game.
I like Bubble Man. Bubble Man's got decent music. It's,
yeah.
It's
they relaxing. All of the songs are not like, they're okay. They're really good. I mean, there's maybe two.
What's that?
Like Heat Man and Wily level 3 and 4 okay. where it's like, all right, that I could live without.
I agree.
You know, but Heat Man's level would be like an amazing song in like fucking Bubble Bobble.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. And I will say about one, that's the only thing. That had good music, too. One had good music. I mean, not on this level, but
no,
still,
no,
it
no.
had really good music.
Not like this.
Three did, too. Three had,
no,
really,
three
good
had really
music.
Good music. Yeah. Memorable stuff.
Yeah. Some people would put it up against this one.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I personally think this is,
I think
this is the best.
Personally.
I like Three,
Crash
too.
Bands
this is best.
Is pretty
this is better.
Memorable. Crash Bands.
I love Crash
Bands. Yeah.
Very memorable.
By the way, real quick, with Crash Bands level, you know what's going back and forth between one and Mega Man 1 and Mega Man 2, mm-hmm. in Elect Man's level is another one where you're just going up.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is if you get hit, you'll fall like four fucking screens.
So unfair.
With Crash Man, you might fall, but they've actually put things to stop you from falling more screens.
They knew they fucked you. They're like, all right, this'll help.
Yeah. They just learned from their mistakes.
They totally
they
did.
Really
they
did.
Totally, but I mean, nobody learned more than them. That's what I mean. The improvement is dramatic.
When I played it recently, falling off all those ladders and going back down, I was fucking up a lot. And I've played the game a million times.
Mega Man 2. Yeah. Oh, and Crash Man?
Yeah, and I don't know what the fuck was going on, man. I was
having
a hard problem.
Yeah,
I was having a hard time.
You haven't had a bad Mega Man 2.
I don't know. You were probably drunk
as shit. Dude, I was going out of my mind. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Do you guys think this game still holds up?
Absolutely.
So if like a 15-year-old were to play it, do you think he would enjoy it? He or she would enjoy it.
These fucking kids these
I
days.
I
hate to sound like
I mean,
like
they
an
made
old
Mega
man.
Man 8 and 9, or 9 and 10.
These kids are so spoiled by the visuals, dude. I don't know.
You don't think so?
Although
really?
They like the phone games. So
well,
the
phone
games don't have a whole
like
lot
this.
Of... Yeah, you're right. A lot
you
of
know?
The phone games do. They might.
What
I
do you think?
So. I mean, I think the game...
A fun game is a fun
really
game.
That's
I don't know
true.
That it matters.
That's true. Well, it should
I think
be.
The game really holds up. And I don't think that's nostalgia. I think...
I agree.
It is... It's a beautiful game. It's fun. It's quick. It,
right.
It's got very great design in it. You know, other than like that Wily level we talked about, the fourth boss. It's got great design.
Mm-hmm.
It's action packed. It's where you want to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was one of the first games I ever played where there was, I guess you could call it a twist, but
what
when Wily turns into the alien.
Yeah, that was great.
When that happened, I remember as a kid, I was like, what the fuck is that?
I fucking knew it! I knew it!
It scared the shit out of
and
me.
And then he wasn't.
And then the ending when he's like just walking and that
sad.
Like really
he's
somber.
He's like the Hulk. He just
sees
like,
going away. By. Do you have that music?
I think I do.
The cherry blossoms.
Yeah, when I remember just staring at the screen, and I was kind of like almost like sad, like the game's
over.
I can't play
that's
anymore.
That's it.
you know what's with the ending where like I assume they're like creators of the game or whatever, but it'll give you it says like number 9 Crash Man, and then it gives like a Japanese dude's name.
I think it's a guy who
why
designed.
Do they start? Why do they start with number 9?
Okay,
well because the first game they're all numbered sequentially, so like Mega Man 6, they're up to like 70.
That's
like
good knowledge,
bro. Mega Man.
I'm not real sure what you mean. What are you talking
Mega
about?
Man is Robot 1.
Roll is 2.
Roll is 2.
Okay.
And then, like, Bomb Man is 3.
Okay. All right. That's good knowledge.
Oh,
yeah, that's
okay.
good knowledge.
And I believe, like, when
Robot
they say
Zero
Airman,
is Proto Man.
Airman 0, you know, whatever. Airman 8 or whatever.
Yeah, 09. I think
like,
it starts with 9.
It'll list a guy's name. That guy, I believe, did the level
created
and the
it.
Design.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a designer.
I figured he was a designer. I didn't know why they started with number 9, but that makes total sense now.
Because that's Airman's real name.
What
in
is
real
the designer
life.
Of
number 9?
Game.
Who's the designer?
Say again.
Inafuge?
Toki
name. I don't know
so
his
sorry.
Name. I don't
Inafuge,
I
think
his
name
was. I don't think the Inafune guy designed
Inafune,
it.
That's
I believe
what it
he
was
a producer.
The guy that made the first game got fired. I promise you that. So whoever made the second game was probably a different guy.
I think
guy.
The guy's name was John...
For real? Did he get fired?
I don't know, but he should have.
Oh, okay. I think it's the same guy.
Well, he made
I believe
game.
His name was John Connor. He was...
Oh, here we go.
He sent from the future?
He was California.
What was his father's name?
What was the company?
Skynet.
Oh,
Skynet. That's right.
So obviously, I would buy this game.
Fucking right.
I would collect it.
How much is this game worth?
$20. Collect it.
Is it $20?
It's $20 on a cart. That's reasonable. $20-$25. I would buy several copies of this. Put one in glass.
Absolutely.
Use them as coasters.
How dare you? Yeah, this one's a keeper.
Yeah.
The Great Mega Man 2.
And it's over, so I'm going to retire now from this podcast.
Yeah, no,
I'm
done. Right,
that's
no need for
that's all we were here for. Yeah.
We've been waiting. Jeez.
Get a like guy that knows how to hit the right fucking button. You have no idea how difficult it is to do it over here.
All right, guys. We all said our piece about Mega Man 2. We all good?
We all love it, dude.
We're good. All right, great game.
Yes,
all right,
let's
close this one out. All right. Well, you can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and email us at emulatethis@outlook.com. Gentlemen, till next week. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to play some Mega Man 2.
I'm going to get in the cooler air. It's hot as shit in this room.
Yeah, we got to get out of the sweatbox.
I'm going to play Dragon Warrior.
Let's take the elevator.
Again.
The elevator action.
Down.
Why do you hate yourself? Are you seeing someone? I mean, really?
It's the way I roll.
You hate yourself.
I was playing Devil's Crush, too.
Devil's Crush is amazing.
Today?
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
I know.
I wasn't doing as great as I've been, though, so we'll see what happens. I'm going to try to get better.